Yeah, very disappointing. There's no point masking over the fact that we've dropped 3 points tonight, but again, we can still get 80 points, and that's our target. It was one of those games where I thought it was going to be very, very tight, but I thought we did more than enough, really, to win that game of football tonight. But the fact is, you've got to take your chances. No credit to Stuart and his team that they took their chance when it came along.
What is the problem with Alex Pritchard? We saw him come off at Derby. Is he carrying a knock?
No, he's got a dead calf, a kick, nothing more than a couple of days, but it's enough to rule him out of a fixture. It's one of those that just calms down very quickly. But the game's coming so thick and fast, you know, at the end of the day, we've got to look after the welfare of every player, whether it's our permanent player or a loanee. And Alex has got a number of big games coming up for us and for England, etc., hopefully. And we have to look after him, so tonight came a little bit too soon.
It's obviously the first thing that people were asking me on Twitter this evening about the miss of Pritchard. Do you feel as though that meant that Brentford didn't quite control the midfield as they normally would this evening?
No, I thought, you know, look at it behind me, it's a very, very difficult surface. But we didn't want to use that as any excuse. You know, everyone told us, oh, the pitch. But the fact is, we came here and from the first whistle, we looked to play. You know, the centre-halves had the ball, Dougie, Tumani, etc. We looked to play. Yota, this size, two on the far side. And after half-time, I thought even more so that we dominate possession and create some very, very good chances. But the simple fact is, you've got to take your chances. You know, you look at it tonight and we had a great chance to hit the bar in the first half. But Andre just pulled one wide second following a really good passage of play. You know, Judge again had a good chance, and Yota and Tarki, etc. So we have to recognise that you can talk all night, you know, goals change games.
Let's talk about the goal from a coaching point of view. What went wrong? There seemed to be a couple of chances to clear it.
No, I think it was Butts' distribution in the second half especially was outstanding. He was dropping in. We had two full-backs in Jake and Mo who were keen to get on the ball. Centre-half split, midfield came. So we knew that that Wednesday would look to push on and stop us playing. So we pushed our full-backs on. And again, Butts' distribution was excellent, first class. And we looked at it and I think he quite rightly tried to mix it up. Try to drop it into John Terrell there. John was closed down, and it's difficult out there. John come on, and it's a difficult to say surface around it, and it's one of those things that it dropped, fell their way, the random nature of the game. Then they had 4v3, came 3v3, and it, as I say, the ball brown, we didn't have to block it. Unfortunately, just fell into the path of the guy coming in.
Andre Gray will be a man used to playing on pitches like this. I thought he had a very good game. He's tenacious. He got involved. He made sure that, you know, if he was fouled or pulled, he carried on. He's so determined. But again, the questions will be asked as to where is Chris Long? Poor Andre is having to play yet another 90 minutes. What's up with Chris?
Chris got an injury. Chris got an injury. He got a whack on the top of the bottom of the quad, rather, just above the knee. He got it in a small side of the game on Friday, and he got a knock. Mm. You know, that happens to the footballers, clubs up and down the country. It happens. He got the knock. But our goals don't come just from our strikers. Andre scored 16, Pritchard scored 10, Douglas has scored 9, I think, etc. Judgey has scored, Hotter has scored. So our goals, pleasingly, come from all areas of the park.
You were very clear after the Derby game that harsh words were exchanged in the dressing room. There was shouting. Is that a good thing? You want characters in the dressing room or is it a bad thing because it divides the dressing room?
What was said is obviously private. It'll always be private. But the reason I said it was, Billy, it shows the passion of that group of players. They've gone to Derby, one of the, you know, Premier League set up an outstanding club and squad of players and manager, etc. And we're disappointed to get 1 point. And that tells you my whole aim of saying that was to say that's how far the squad has come. They're hungry, they were frustrated at not getting all 3 points. And a magnificent venue and a big club who came so close last year to Premier League football. So that was a point. Now we've got characters, they're disappointed. There's no point going out tonight and saying, oh, unlucky boys, you know, we move on. We've dropped 3 points, but we can still get 80 points, you know, which is a magnificent total.
Six games to go then, you think?
I think six games. We've said to them, seven cup finals tonight. And we lost the first one here. But again, look at it. You know, from a neutral point of view, everyone's saying there, you did more than enough. That's great. Talk is cheap. That's fine. Thank you. But we've got to take chances. The players know that. We know that. But we're one group, and now all the focus on Bolton on Saturday.